Cuellar meets with FAR officials as city outlines economic development and infrastructure priorities. The city also highlighted recent economic development efforts, including the arrival of major employers. Officials said Masterbrand is building a 1 million square foot facility in FAR, a project city leaders cited as evidence of continued economic growth. Victor Perez, president of the FAR Economic Development Corporation, credited city leadership for recent progress. "I never expected FAR to be where we're at right now, but it's through the leadership of the mayor, Dr. Ambrosio Hernandez, and the city council, city manager Jonathan Flores, his team, that we have at City Hall that makes our job easier," Perez said. Officials also discussed collaboration between the city and the FAR Housing Authority, including using community development block grant funding to help residents, including veterans, gain internet access through FAR Connect. A major focus of the meeting involved the expansion of the FAR International Bridge, which officials said is 95% complete. The project will expand the bridge from 4 commercial lanes to 8 and include dedicated Customs Trade Partnership Against Terrorism, CTPAT, commercial fast lanes intended to improve trade efficiency and reduce wait times. Luis Bazin, director of the FAR International Bridge, said the goal is to improve traffic flow rather than simply increase capacity. "We cannot build bridges to be waiting on top of the bridge. We're not building parking lots," Bazin said. City officials said FAR has invested more than $150 million in bridge infrastructure and related projects, with portions of the work accelerated through public-private partnership models. The city has put in over $150 million just on bridge projects, bridge infrastructure, Garza Reyes said, describing the city's long-term investment in its international port of entry. According to the city, officials also discussed future federal funding opportunities and policy matters related to bridge operations, infrastructure, trade, and continued economic development in South Texas.